So the 29th is fast approaching of August, and then is my third year wedding anniversary. I've been with my wife now for, what has it been, like 6 years, something like that. It's been a long time. It feels longer than that for sure. So I don't know what the heck to do for our anniversary. Like, we'll go out to dinner somewhere, and that's not going to be the problem. I need to book that probably the next day or two. But I don't know what to get her as far as a wedding anniversary gift. I looked it up for the third year wedding anniversary. They say it's leather, something made of that.
Yes, but, it's leather, Joe.
But there's also things. No, what do you mean?
Yeah, go to Cirilla's. Joe. Woo! Joe's going to hit up Cirilla's for his wedding anniversary. He's going to get that leather.
I don't know if Lindsay wants. I don't know if that's what she
sure
necessarily
she
wants.
You, well, you don't never know.
You don't know what my wife
wants. I think she just wants attention, period, from you. So that might, you know, that I think that would work.
Well, I don't know if I should get her some leather. I don't know if I should, like, something made of leather, like a gift or something. They say now you can do, like, glass or crystal. That's, like, the modern-day alternative.
Ooh. A brand new car with leather seats.
Hell
come on
no.
down, Lindsay. Get a brand new car.
No, see, you just like to spend money like it's going out of style. No, I am not going to get my wife a new car.
Lindsay Pesh, you're getting a BMW from Joe.
Okay.
Leather seats.
So is that the only advice? Like, I don't know why I'm turning to you two, because neither one of you really have long relationships under your belt.
Hey!
Well, I'm just throwing out true facts.
Well, gifts are my forte. I've been told by multiple people that I am the best gift giver.
Then what do I get my wife for our third year wedding anniversary? It's supposed to be leather, or I guess it could be glass or crystal.
I just told you.
I think that you should get her either a crystal pimp cup or a leather keychain.
No. No.
Maybe not.
Well, listen, we're not in college anymore, Liv, so there's no need for a pimp cup.
I don't disagree with the pimp cup. I've always wanted one.
Perfect. You can either even bedazzle it yourself, Joe. Save some money there.
Remember when I was single and I was talking to the Duke Energy guy, like, on the phone, and he had a hot voice. So I told him to add me on Instagram, and he added me, and he ended up having a giant pimp cup on his Instagram.
Oh, he did.
So
yes.
Then I blocked him because I was nervous.
You should have stayed with it, though.
But I know. I should have stayed for the cup.
I just don't know if either one of those are going to work, ladies.
Well, that's my—you asked for my advice.
Yeah, I just told you. I just told you what to get her.
Well, I really was hoping other people would chime in besides you two, because, I mean, I just feel like there's no advice.
I told you. Yeah.
Well, I'm not— What, okay, let me roll with your idea, first of all. Let me just embellish you a little bit. So I get this. Are you saying, like, full-on leather, everything?
Here's what I'm imagining. Do we have sexy music? Here's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if we have sexy music. I'll look and see.
You go to Cirilla's, you get the whip, you get fishnets. This is
this
like
is
sad,
sexy.
Cute. This is like falling in love music. No,
I
where's the
know.
Careless whisper?
Oh, you want, well, I don't know. You call that sexy? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So Joe goes and gets the whip. And Liv, do you remember in the SpongeBob episode, Patrick, in the giant thigh-high boots and
Stop.
Fishnet
we're
stockings?
We're not doing Joe, SpongeBob.
Yes.
Joe, shirtless, fishnet stockings, thigh-high boots with the whip.
Or Joe, you can take an alternative route, do cheekless chaps.
Okay. I'm not wearing assless chaps.
And
nope.
Spray paint abs on you.
Yeah.
No, my wife likes a big, big man like she's got right now.
She is going to love this anniversary.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I agree.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Nadia. Hi.
What up, Nadia? What do I do for this anniversary gift?
He has to get her a whip, right?
I think not, but I think you guys should go with the car. She would love it forever.
Yeah!
It could be a combination of anniversary and birthday present, but just get a car.
Yeah, we're the game show music.
No.
Lindsay, you are getting a brand new car.
No. I'm not playing any of this crap you guys want to do.
Why?
Because
you're making the money on the radio.
Yeah!
Nadia.
So what are you using it for?
To pay off debt, as in a car right now.
You can spare just 1 year of gifts and just combine into one nice car.
Nadia, your man must really take care of you.
You already know.
Exactly. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Stacy.
Stacy, what do I do?
Get her a purse.
Oh, my God, but she has so many purses. My wife has like 100 pairs of shoes because she works at Finish Line, and then she has so many purses just because she's a woman.
never have too many purses as a woman.
True. I disagree totally. Hey, thank you for the call. I'll do one more here. Maybe somebody will give me good advice besides Alex and Liv. With that.
Lindsay, you're getting a brand new Ford Mustang 2019. Classically designed with modern features, lowered front hood, and new LED lighting.
Hello, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
It's Caitlin.
Caitlin, what's your advice? Please give me something good. I need a third year anniversary gift.
Okay, well, what's your price range, Joe? We didn't get that far. I didn't check that far.
Well, I like free, but if free is not available.
Oh my gosh, cheapskate.
I'd like to. What? You don't have to spend money to show love.
Tell him a brand new 2019 Volkswagen Jetta.
Not a car. My idea was to get a leather handbag and then fill it with all her favorite things.
That's cute.
But the thing is that
Joe does what he doesn't understand is he's gonna have to go get her like a Michael Kors purse or something like actually nice, not just Target.
I would not trust Joe to pick me out a handbag.
I wouldn't either. Like, you got to actually drop some dough on the leather purse.
What's dough? How much money?
Like $450.
What the hell? What world do you guys live in?
I don't know
world do you live in? It's a freaking third-year anniversary gift, Liv. Whose team are you on? If you're going to do a purse, it needs to be a designer purse.
If we're not going
to Claire's.
I'm not spending.
I have a second idea.
Okay, I like second ideas.
It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with leather or crystal or whatever you're talking about, though.
Okay, what?
Okay, so there's this, and you listen to a lot of true crime podcasts, and maybe you sometimes hear the ads about songfinch.com.
Say it again.
Songfinch.com, where you can actually, like...
Song snitch?
I ain't no snitch.
Finch, F-I-N-C-H.
What does it do?
It's where you go, it's where you actually create, like, you can do it from... an actual song that's already like created, or you can do your own total song, but you basically create a song for her.
Oh my God, that's genius.
Hold on, we
have all the recording equipment here at work. I can make a rap song for my wife. I can write a love poem.
I typed in Finch song on Google, and it's a bunch of YouTube videos of the house Finch bird singing spring songs.
I'm not getting my wife a bird. All right. I don't know.
Snitch.
Song Finch.
Listen, house snitch.
I ain't no snitch. And she probably works for him too. If you have any advice, please send us a tweet.